This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. And what a day it is, the day before we celebrate the most wonderful thing that ever happened. As sad as it seems, our Savior had to die in place of us for our sin to redeem us. But he did it. He didn't shrink back from it. The Bible said he set his face like flint. And one of the things I think we have to be careful of, especially if you've served the Lord for a long time, is allowing that to lose its focus. In other words, we find ourselves in a place where we need renewal. We've done this for so long. We get into a maintenance mode. And before you know it, you're just doing the church and you're doing the prayer. You're doing the word, maybe, or even some of those things fall by the wayside, and it seems like we may have lost our first love, as the Bible warns us not to do, being that Jesus is our first love. And I think we need that kind of renewal, and this is what springtime, and this is God made these seasons to remind us. There's times of dying away and falling away, things in our lives that need to fall away, and then there's a time of renewal and freshness and new growth. And then there's times of that we enjoy and times that are difficult and struggles. I know somebody needs to hear that scripture that says, in this world, as a believer, you will have trouble, tribulation, trials, difficulties. But be of good cheer, Jesus tells us, for I have overcome the world. So if we lean on him, we can have victory in these things. But the fact that he rose from the dead and gave us a promise that we could be with him for eternity in a wonderful place beyond all this compels us, just simply compels us to want to, from the bottom of our hearts, draw closer to him and shake off the old things that might be holding us back and get in on that newness and draw close to him that he might minister to us and allow the Holy Spirit to work within us. It's incredible to me that we have to give God permission. I'll say it again. We have to give God permission. It's incredible. But God has given us free will, and he will not violate that. And the Holy Spirit, as I've always been told throughout my years as a Christian, is a gentleman, and he won't force you to do anything. So my encouragement to you and to each one of us, because I'm very aware of it in my own life, we can get stagnant, we can get held up, we can get frustrated, we can get into a cul-de-sac where there's one way out and we can't seem to find it, or where we become apathetic about it. Come to church, come to service. Leave your baggage outside the door and expect that God is going to do something wonderful on this beautiful Resurrection Sunday that we're all looking forward to and we look forward to every year. I encourage you to lay your burdens down and allow the Lord to have his way in your heart and in your life. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.